Hello, and welcome back to Thornvale. I'm excited, as always, to get started, but before we do, I will invite you to join us on our favorite place on the internet, the actual place. This is our new server, where we enjoy hanging out with our fans and also some other cool podcasters that we have invited to join us. We love the place. It is super fun. It's got lots of cool tabletop RPG channels, some channels for just talking about life and memes and post your pet pics. So please come and join and post your pet pics, because that is our favorite channel other than ours.
Should we talk about the meme that you just sent that happened last episode so people have context when they listen now as to what that was referring to? So this probably got cut, or we didn't even mention it in the episode, but after I said, like, what if it's making a child in the last episode, I sent a meme into, like, our group chat that is, like, the clip from Monsters, Inc. that's, like, and leaving the door open is dangerous because... it could let in a draft.
It could let in a child.
Yeah.
So Susanna sent that meme into our channel on the actual place, like the Thornvale channel, and said, completely out of context meme that Hannah disrupted our recording session with tonight. Please speculate.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of content you're missing out on if you're not on the Discord.
We like to tease people. Like, if you don't, like, join us in the Discord, you're never going to get all of our, like, little teasing things that we'd like to send. Because we enjoy, like, teasing people with future knowledge, and it's very entertaining.
Yes. It's great.
And it's great because people will guess things correctly.
Yes.
And we can't say anything about it. And it's really funny because we're just like, well, that's a thing we won't be able to talk about for 8 weeks. You know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
So, but we always like save a screenshot. It's like, look, someone figured something out. Looky.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's always really funny because we just really enjoy like when people are like theorizing and they're like, aha, you are very close.
Yes.
And sometimes people are closer than the players are to what's actually going on. And that's also really entertaining for me specifically, because I know what's
going on. It always makes me feel like, oh my gosh, why didn't I think of this?
Yep. It's great. So yeah, come hang out with us. It is a ton of fun. We also have a Patreon, which is the place where you can find our extra show, which is our biweekly show, Planes of Fate, which is Andrew's Dungeon World game, which is like a D&D but without so many rules, basically. Yeah. If you haven't heard this before, it is a fantasy series, and it is so much fun, and it is currently terrifying.
Very intense right now.
So scary right now.
Very scary right now, and I'm very excited for where things are going from here.
And it's definitely not my fault at all.
Definitely not.
Oh, come on.
It's never Hannah's fault.
It's never Hannah's fault.
And her characters.
Never.
So come check it out to find out how much it is not Hannah's fault. It's only $5 a month.
I mean, if you know this show, you know that it's never Hannah's fault here either. And we've seen many of those.
Never Hannah's fault. I've never had to reorganize my entire plans because of something Hannah did in an episode.
No. Never, not once.
Oh boy.
Yeah, so check it out, guys. It is a ton of fun. It's only, like I said, only $5 a month, and you get a whole extra, like, more than a year of content. So, I think with, like, Planes of Fate, we probably have, like, over 300, like, episodes of show.
Oh, yeah.
In total? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you include, like, Planes of Fate and the main show and all the one-shots.
Okay, just Planes of Fate and Thornvale. This is 176 of Thornvale.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And we're at 68 of Planes of Fate. So that's 244 just of our two main shows.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Cool.
It's a lot of content.
That
a lot of content.
A lot of stuff.
It's all for you guys. We do it because we love you.
I mean, and because I do it because I just love like playing games.
Yes, that's part of it.
We get to share it, which is fun.
There's a lot of reasons.
Yeah,
there's a lot of reasons.
Alrighty, so that is enough shilling for now. Let's go ahead and get started and find out what happened last time on Thornvale.
So we're trying to follow Bjorn's vision as a lead, and it took us to the robotics lab. When we got there, we found out that it had been like broken into. So we took a look around, and it seemed like it was looking for something specific. So I looked, you know, using magic, back to the time where we thought this thing might have been here, and I saw the robot that Bjorn described. It was like a humanoid robot. It was wearing like a hoodie, like it clothes. But instead of its eyes being red, its eyes were blue. But it looked like broken, like it was limping and had sparks coming off of it. And with all the stuff missing, we figure it's trying to fix itself. We also noticed it was like leaking this weird fluid, which was probably just oil. But we took a sample of it just in case. And while we were looking around outside, we noticed there was a bullet hole in the wall. And it was like a high caliber bullet. So automatically I think of my sniper rifle, but might not be me, we'll see. So we decided to take the sample over to Stanley at the dock so that he can take it to Miguel so we can keep searching the island. And when Stanley got the sample, he immediately identified it as the stuff that Miguel likes to use. So we're thinking this robot thing might be made by alternate Miguel? I don't know. Anyways, while we were talking about this, Oliver and Elise called me, and apparently someone broke into our apartment, so we're heading there now.
Alrighty, we are back. It is time to find out what happens this time on Thornvale. I don't think I've ever said that before.
You have not.
It seems appropriate.
Historic moment right there.
So you guys are, I assume Sammy is going to tell the others that
oh,
Oliver
yeah.
and Elise have just called. If you want to,
I'm sure they can tell
out.
By her sudden, I'll get there as soon as I possibly can, panic voice,
yeah.
that something is going on. I think she just turns to them and says, someone, something is in my apartment and Oliver and Elise are hiding. We need to go.
All right, let's go. Is it faster for us to run or drive at this point? We probably drove over here, right?
We probably need to drive from
you
the
can drive.
Docks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe about maybe 3 or 4 minutes later, you're not very far away, and I'm sure Bjorn is speeding. You guys arrive in front of Sammy's apartment and immediately start. You running up the stairs. You waiting for the elevator. What's your?
Oh, we're booking it up the stairs.
So you guys book it up the stairs and
sword on my back, gun over my shoulder. I got so many weapons.
You run down the hallway. Yeah, you probably pulled the gun out. You guys run down the hallway towards Sammy's door, and you can see that it is ajar.
I mean, I think I'm just going to kick it open.
Yeah, following right behind.
Yeah, Sammy, you come up to the door, and it seems to be already, like, broken in.
Ooh.
And you kick the door open.
Where's Sparks?
What?
Where's Sparks, our dog?
You don't know.
Oh, no. Not the dog.
You open up the door. And you kick it open, and Sammy, you see the your bedroom door, which is in view of the front door, is also open.
Don't touch my stuff!
Just out of curiosity, did Stanley join us, or did we just leave him abandoned on the dock?
He had a job to do, so.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he doesn't really do the whole activity thing. So.
Anymore. I know. Okay.
Strenuous activity, yeah.
All right, so Sammy, you're running into the bedroom?
Yeah.
Sammy? I need to roll act under pressure. At negative one.
Ooh.
At negative one? Why?
Because you rushed it.
And you're probably caught unawares.
Oh no, I'm gonna get laid out. This is
You've got me as a backup, don't worry. I can always roll a protection.
We're coming behind you.
Seven. I still got a 7.
Sammy, you run into the room and you manage to duck just as a metal arm reaches out at your head height, and you kind of like duck underneath of it, like suddenly limbo yourself, and you are able to avoid getting like smacked in the face with a metal arm, but you do like fall down onto the ground, and you see something leap over top of you towards your window.
He was stealing my gold! I knew it!
I mean, Bjorn was running in right behind her, so did he see this like through the open door to the bedroom?
Yes. You see something run across a large figure.
I mean, Sammy's just gonna go out her window after this thing.
Yeah, Bjorn would be doing the same thing.
Sammy, something shatters your window and runs out onto the fire escape.
As expected. Not the first time.
Yeah, I think we're all on it.
All right, yeah, you guys start running after whatever this is. It kind of gets out there before you can see exactly what it is.
Is this fire escape in an alley or is it on like a side?
On an alley.
Okay, so it's not exposed back here.
Not as exposed as it could be.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, when Bjorn gets out on the fire escape, which way is this thing going? Is it going up or down?
It is going up.
It's going up. Okay. Yeah.
You can hear loud clomping, like metallic footsteps up the fire escape.
And it's the middle of the day, right?
Yes.
All right. This, I think, is important enough for Bjorn to just take the risk and hope nobody's looking out a window onto the alley at this very moment. And he wants to jump off the side and fly up to the top to get, like, trap this thing between us.
Ooh.
Okay. Bjorn, go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure.
I'm not somehow acting on the answers from my... Well, that was... We didn't read a bad situation. We investigated a mystery.
You did
never
not.
Mind. I was trying to be funny, but it doesn't matter anyways. That's an 8.
Yeah, Bjorn, so you kind of hop off the edge and rip your wings out, destroying your suit, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And you fly quickly up to the top of this building. It's not a very tall building. There aren't really any, like, skyscraper-esque buildings in Thornvale. So this is maybe, like, 6 stories at the most tall. Mm-hmm. So you are able to get up to the top pretty quickly. And as you get up to the top, you get up to the top about the same speed as when this thing gets up to the top. And Bjorn, you kind of land on the roof, like right in front of where the fire escape reaches onto the top of the roof. And as you get to the top, you see this thing pause. And for the first time, you can see its face, or part of its face, shall we say. You can see the left half of what looks like a woman's face. It's vaguely familiar to you. And the right half of the face is entirely mechanical.
What?
It's a cyborg.
And it stares at you.
Sammy.
It's a woman android?
For half a second with these blue, glowing blue eyes. And then it freezes and the eyes turn red. And it launches itself at you.
Guys, I know what it is.
What side? What does she look like on the other side? You said she looks familiar.
I'll let Bjorn do a roll up for that in a second.
Okay, I Andrew have a
the
theory, but I'll wait till I'll wait till I roll for it. But I have a theory.
I have an idea, but I don't know if I'm right. Oh.
I want to wait till I roll for it.
All right, Bjorn.
Okay. So this thing jumps at me because its eyes turned red.
Yes.
Gosh. Well, here's my vision.
Yeah.
What is? Do I need to look at that? What is my moves? Day.
It just says something bad's gonna happen.
Okay, so this it doesn't give me like a negative to any.
This is a
role.
Bad.
Okay, it doesn't give me a negative to a future roll.
It does not.
Okay, well, I mean, Bjorn's trying to get out of the way because he's thinking more, I want to learn about this thing at this moment than. Because, like, he is totally taken off guard by the fact that it's got like a half of a human, like a woman's face on it. So he's like, what the hell is going on? Like, I need to figure out what's going on. So he doesn't want to just like outright destroy this thing, but he can't let it kill him either. So I think he wanted to be fast to get up here. He doesn't want to be flying above the roof to get out of its reach. I think he's got enough presence of mind to not do that. So he's just going to try to like dodge out of the way quickly. Maybe throw up an arm to get like his scales in the way. But
sure,
he's trying to like not get into a grapple with this thing because it's a machine and it's probably stronger than him.
Yeah. Bjorn, go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure to try to get out of the way of this thing.
Okay. That's a 7.
7. Okay. Bjorn, you are able to avoid letting this creature do what it wanted to, this android cyborg, which is grab your neck. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you throw up that arm and it does grab your arm. And as soon as it does, you can feel it like grab down on your arm and kind of knock you to the ground. And it's got your arm in its hand and it squeezes hard. And you can feel your scales cracking underneath of the strength of this thing's grip, and you're going to take 3 points of damage.
Ooh. Is that armor defeating or
not? It's not armor defeating, but it should go through your armor,
I believe.
Right,
because I only have 2 armor, so.
Yeah. By this time, I think probably Henry could have gotten up to the top.
Yeah.
Because I think Henry's he probably would have been
me?
Next.
Yeah, I thought
well,
Sammy was
I
in
assume
front of him.
Henry would have been able to run over Sammy while she was still on the ground. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
And Henry is fast boy, as we have established.
Yes.
That's true.
Henry, you run up to the top of this thing, I would assume, and you get up to the top and you see Bjorn is grappling with a robot in a hoodie.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh my gosh. He doesn't want to get in close because this thing looks super strong, but he knows if he uses the gun, it's going to be very obvious because bullet.
And it's loud.
Sword.
And very
sword.
Loud. So.
Chop its leg off so it can't go anywhere.
Well, see, I think if the robot is grappling Bjorn, if Henry can come up behind it and sort of not around its, not around its throat, but like using the butt of the rifle or something, just strike it in the back of the leg to sort of hobble it, because he recalls that it was limping earlier. So by his best estimation, he's trying to remember which leg was that, and then so it can't get up.
I don't think you know which leg it was, but yeah, if you want to roll an attack.
Okay.
Kick some ass, and I think you can also probably roll your precise strike on this, but let's see if you hit it first.
All right.
I have a question when it gets back to me, too.
That is a 6.
Yikes.
Henry.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
Henry.
Am I allowed to protect somebody in this position?
I think you're a little preoccupied.
I kind of thought so, too, but I felt I'd still ask. So.
Henry, you run forward to try to... You pull out your sword and try to swipe at this the back of this thing's legs, and its legs are long, and it kicks you in the chest over the side of the roof. You take 2 points of damage and go flying over the roof.
Uh-huh.
Real quick, we'll stay with you. What do you do?
If possible, I doubt I can move fast enough to latch myself to the side of the building because he just kicked me that hard, right? Or she, or it, or
you,
whatever.
You are clear. You have cleared the side of the building.
Then in order to avoid splattering,
he cracked a rib.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna pull the wings because otherwise he splats.
Henry, roll act under pressure.
Good luck!
Why is it cool? I hate that. 10, though.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
So lucky.
Yeah. Sammy, I think you see Henry go just like diving headfirst over the edge of the building as you're running up the fire escape. And you see him pull out his wings and they catch him, and he like kind of lands on the
fire escape.
Sidewalk below.
Oh, sidewalk.
Sammy. You get to the top now, after seeing Henry is okay. You see Bjorn is grappling with this thing.
Bjorn is grappling with the robot. Okay. Oh.
You could maybe try to hold it still.
I need to get it off of Bjorn, I guess. I'm not really a grappler. I'm more of a stabby stab. could I try, would it be feasible if I used my knife to try and pin its, like, foot into the ground? Like, with brute force, like, stab the knife through its foot into, like, the roof?
Well, the roof is made of, like, concrete.
Yes, but it's, like, a fire knife.
Mm. You're gonna have to roll weird for it.
Okay.
Do a kick some ass with weird, I think, is how we're going to handle this.
Okay.
Or maybe if you're trying to pin it, let's do an act under pressure with weird. But either way, it's with weird.
Okay.
Is she specifically enacting her magic to do it?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, my.
Ooh. Well, snake eyes is hard to get away from.
Snake eyes +2 for a 4.
Oh.
Sammy, as you are trying to, like, pin down this thing's, like, shoe... into the ground, you see it's kind of like holding on to Bjorn. You see its face turn towards you. You can just see the metal side of its face. You can see that one of its red eyes look towards you. And just for a second, you see it flicker to blue and then back to red again. And in that moment of distraction, its foot kind of sweeps out to the side and hits the edge of your wrist and bends it sideways. Breaking your wrist, doing 2 points of armor-defeating damage, and knocking your knife over the edge of the roof.
Okay, cool. That's fine.
Bjorn, you're still underneath of this thing. Your friends have failed utterly. What do you do?
Okay, so things have failed. I have a question first, because I've had some time to look at this thing. So it has a mouth, right?
Yes.
So it could presumably speak.
Presumably.
Is it half metal mouth and half human mouth, or is it all human mouth, or... like, where does, like, the split,
yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of split, like, halfway down the middle. It's got a little more, metal than it does human face.
Okay. Down past the, like, the upper half, like, towards the bottom, it gets more metal-y.
Yeah, it kind of, like, goes around the nose, basically.
Okay. And you said that this face looks vaguely familiar to me.
Yeah, you want to roll a quick sharp while you're fighting
for
your life?
Because if I don't get an answer, Bjorn, I want to talk to this thing anyways, as I'm trying to get out of this situation. But yeah, what am I rolling again?
Sharp.
Just straight sharp?
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to see if you recognize the person.
That's an 8.
Okay. Bjorn, it looks like Elise.
It looks Whoa. Like Elise?
Yes, oh my gosh. What the heck?
Cyborg Elise!
That's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be Lucy.
Oh no!
You wouldn't know what Lucy looks like.
That's true, I wouldn't know what Lucy looks like.
No, he saw a picture of her from the zombie arc with the newspaper article.
A young version, yes.
Yeah.
I think all Bjorn can think to say in the moment is he's just looking up at this thing, it's like latched on his arm, and he's like, I think he's going to ask this question and then try to just like break free of its grip somehow, maybe like, but I can't just kick it. Do any of its bits look fleshy besides the face?
It's hard to tell with the hoodie on.
I think he's still going to just go for like a kick maybe on the same side of the body as the fleshy bit. Like maybe like kick, a kick to like the midriff or something. But he's just going to say, like as he's saying, he's just like, why do you look like Elise and why are you attacking me? Like, and then he kicks it to try and get out of its grip.
Okay. Are you trying to hurt it?
I'm trying to break myself free more than hurt it.
Okay. Roll act under pressure.
It's a 9.
A 9. I think you probably knee it more than you kick it.
Okay.
Bjorn, you kind of knee this thing because that's what your legs can reach.
Yeah, that's fair. Like,
and your foot does go into a fleshy bit. And it kind of, you can hear her say, oof, and then she releases your arm a bit and you can kind of move her off. When you say the word Elise, you can see her eyes flicker from blue and back to red again.
So two blue and back to red. Okay. Yeah.
But she is still kind of like, kind of on top of you, but she's not holding onto your arm.
Okay. I think Bjorn's just going to pick up on that, and he's just going to say, Elise, are you Elise?
It doesn't work this time, okay. And she's going to try to grab your throat.
Okay. Do I get to try and do anything else, or did I waste my opportunity?
I think you hear Sammy in the background go, is she what?
Sammy, you're up top, so we'll go to you, and then we'll go to Henry. So, Sammy, you have this reaction.
I think this is a great opportunity to use This Might Sting to okay. fix my broken wrist.
Okay, go ahead.
Says the process is exceptionally painful, but heals 3 harm.
Okay.
I got a 9.
So what happens on a mixed success with that?
On a 7 and 9, it leaves a gnarly scar.
Wow, she's just collecting all the scars.
I don't think it's going to leave much of a scar. Because it wasn't like, your wrist wasn't like popping out or anything, so.
Yeah.
I think for your mixed success here, what we're going to do is we're going to say that you're going to be incapacitated because of the pain for a bit.
Yeah.
Henry, you are on the ground below the building. What do you do?
Yes, I think his first thought is to get back up there. So for about 5 seconds, he considers running back up the stairs, through the apartment, out the window again, and then up the fire escape. And then he's like, wait a minute, I've got wings. And in the interim, he hears the knife fall, clatter to the sidewalk right there next to him. So he grabs the knife, opens the wings, and jumps up to the roof again, probably in time to just see this tableau of, like, from down below, he probably heard the, what, you know, mumbled, what?
Yeah, you heard Sammy yell something, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah,
You get to the top, and Bjorn is still grappling with this thing. Sammy, you can see, is bent over in pain, holding onto her wrist. What do you do?
Since it's too close quarters for this, for my main weapon, because it's a gun, in a very uncharacteristic sort of thing, he has Sammy's knife, and so he is going to aim for something that seems vital and try to stab.
So doing the exact same thing you were doing again, but with a smaller object?
Yes, with a
fire knife.
With a smaller object and not while in the air to avoid being kicked off the building again, hopefully.
I don't think he can make the fire knife do the fire thing.
I know he can't make the fire knife do the fire thing unless we want to see what happens should he channel his magic through it and see what happens.
Well, it's the weapon itself that's enchanted.
Am I not allowed to use her knife? That's fine.
Would you like to try?
Maybe you shouldn't.
Okay. I think in the rush towards...
Just stab, stab.
In the rush towards...
Android?
Yes, Android.
Elise?
Android Elise. Andrelise, yes. Towards Andrelise. yes, he rushes forward, pulling the knife back, and he's aiming for if her back is towards him.
You don't want to kill it.
No, but he's like aiming for something to incapacitate, to stop from getting up. So probably in the leg region somewhere again.
Okay, I'll roll, kick some ass again.
All right. 12. Ooh.
Okay, what is your extra effect?
Force where you want, which would be like on the ground, unable to get up if possible.
No.
What?
Can he rip the leg off?
No.
This doesn't have a take something from someone, so...
You can say off of Bjorn.
Which, yeah, just, yeah, that'll work. Just get this thing off of him.
Yeah, so, Henry, you sort of slice at the back of the pant leg. Well, you can't really see what's inside, but you kind of blindly slice down at the back of the pant leg, and you are able to slice into something solid. Your knife kind of clicks off of something and then down, and you see this, the back of the pant leg suddenly gets sprayed with some kind of fluid, and you see her head kind of turn around and see you, and she kind of rolls off to the side off of Bjorn and kicks you with the other leg like squarely in the stomach. You're gonna take another 2 points of damage, but she is off of Bjorn now. Bjorn, what do you do?
So Bjorn just had an idea as he was like grappling with this thing, and he saw it kind of respond. But before I share the idea, my question is, what does its like brain situation look like?
You can't tell. It's got
pull
a hood
its hood
up
off.
Still.
Pull its hood off.
You can try.
Okay, because could I say I tried to do that as it was like turning away from me? Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll use that same motion of it turning away from me to try and pull its hood down.
Okay. Act under pressure.
10.
Okay. Yeah, Bjorn, you were able to yank its hood back off, and you can see half of its head, most of its head is made of metal, and there seems to be a part of it that is at least still growing hair.
Okay. So maybe...
It's got longish hair that's maybe, kind of pulled back.
Maybe
a very strange-looking ponytail.
Maybe if it does have, like, a brain, maybe it's encased in, like, the other half still or something weird, or I'm not sure. But Bjorn doesn't know enough at this point, so he's just going to say, Sammy, it might have a brain in there. You might be able to knock it out, so to speak. You know what I mean? He's trying to avoid the word mind wipe if it's going to set this thing off. But he wants to see if we can knock this thing out, if there's enough fleshy bit there to knock it out. At least we'll get data if it doesn't work.
We don't want to actually wipe its memories, though.
Yeah, but we can choose how far back we go.
Yeah. Okay. I think Sammy kind of gives like a nod and is still looking completely perplexed about half of her best friend's face being on this thing.
And Henry still has no idea of who this is because he didn't hear that part.
Yep.
Nope.
Or see your face yet. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it might be looking at him right now, so he might be able to...
Well, he did just get kicked in the stomach.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He's not looking. He's gasping for air.
Yeah, okay, so Sammy's gonna lunge towards this thing and try to use a mind wipe spell to see if it'll knock it out, or at least daze it.
Okay. Sammy, go ahead and... I need you to roll Act Under Pressure to get there first, and then Magic.
7.
7 for the Act Under Pressure. Okay, Sammy, the act under pressure here is that you're going to get there, but it's going to grab you.
Okay.
She reaches out and kind of grabs onto you, but you can still try.
Yeah, I'm going to try to put my hand on the fleshy part of her face.
Okay, roll, use magic then.
A 10!
Oh boy. Okay, Sammy, you reach out and touch the fleshy part of...
To be clear... I don't want to erase that much memory, if it's even possible.
What do you want to erase, just out of curiosity?
Everything after it busted out the window.
Okay, sure. Sammy, you reach out and touch the fleshy part of the forehead. It feels unusually warm to you. And for a second, you see her kind of like tilt her head to the side, like almost like she's turned off. And then you see the eyes, whatever like focusing mechanism in the eyes, like, kind of narrow. And then it tries to punch you in the face.
Aw, man.
Oh, great. Oh. Okay.
Sammy, roll Act Under Pressure.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
I'm sorry, Sammy. Can I protect somebody because I got her in this mess?
Yes. Go ahead and roll Protect Someone, then.
All right.
I got a 4 again, everybody.
She did.
That's a 1.
Oh, my.
That's a 9 this time.
It's a 9. What do you get on a 9?
7 plus, you protect them okay, but you'll suffer some or all the harm they were going to get.
Excellent.
Does that failure still count?
Yes.
Yeah, because you still failed.
I still failed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I leveled up.
Let me know in a minute. We'll probably handle that at the end of the scene.
That's fine. That's fine.
Bjorn, you see what's going to happen here, and you can see as soon as those eyes kind of narrow, these tiny, bright red eyes, your brain knows what's going to happen. And you kind of reach out and pull Sammy back, and you aren't able to get her out of the way. And suddenly, Bjorn, exactly like in your memory, this metallic hand reaches out and grabs onto your throat and starts squeezing. You are going to take a point of armor-defeating damage.
Okay.
As she is trying to break through the scales around your neck, and you can feel the scales cracking.
Shoot.
Sammy, you've been yanked out of the way, but you'd probably be the first to react. What do you do?
Take fire knife, cut through wrist that is, like, you
ooh,
know how
like
it's
that.
Like...
Yeah.
It's like okay. latched onto Bjorn. I literally just want to cut through the wrist.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Roll, I guess we'll go with just kick some ass with magic again.
I'm going to use, actually, no, it's fine. I was going to say, I think I need to use, I was thinking about using my suits of tarot, but I think just the knife is fine for this
okay.
one. Because I'm more using the knife's fire than my own.
I'm assuming Henry dropped it when he got okay. kicked. So it's on the ground.
Actually, I guess you're if the knife does all the work itself, you don't really have to use magic. Go ahead. You just roll regular kick some ass.
Okay, then I am going to use Suits of Tarot. I'm going to use my new Suits of Tarot, which is swords. So it says when you kick some ass with tough on a 10 plus, add +2 harm, ignore armor to your attack. On a 7 and 9, add 1 harm, ignore armor to your attack.
Okay, cool. Go ahead then.
On a miss, you were hindered by anger or guilt. The keeper tells you how.
Okay.
Mm.
Since it's a tough, I'll use my swords suit. That's a 7, so I get +1 harm, so that is 3 harm total.
7, yeah. So Sammy, you reach out and use your hot knife to cut through this arm like butter.
Yes!
You cut through this arm, severing wires and metal, and Bjorn, you can feel this arm is still kind of like around your throat, but it's no longer actively squeezing. It's just kind of frozen in the position it was before.
Yeah.
And Sammy, this thing turns around as you cut through it and smacks you across the face with its sparking molten arm. And you are going to take 3 points of damage.
Okay, that's fine.
Not armor.
It's fine. I healed myself earlier. I'm okay.
And she sends you sprawling. And then as she does so, you see out of the kind of the back of the sweatshirt kind of floofs away, and this thing shoots off into the sky.
What?
In the interim, I would like to think that that he has recovered somewhat. And
yeah, Henry's gotten over it. What do you want to do?
He sees this thing like rocket itself off. Can I roll to see if it's possible at all that I keep up with it?
Yeah, roll act under pressure for me. Try to chase this thing.
I was going to say Sammy's probably about to go like, what are you waiting for? Go!
We got a cover operation that we got to do.
Sammy's not concerned with that at the moment.
Oh, I know. Yeah. We've got a robo Elise.
10.
Oof. Yeah, Henry, this thing is flying fast, but you are also a fast boy. So you are able to catch up with it pretty quickly. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
When you catch up to it in the air?
Well, I mean, honestly, if it's possible for me to keep up with it, I might just want to follow it to see where the heck it's going.
It flies high into the air pretty quickly. Bjorn, by the way, you are still on the ground with his things, like, fingers clamped into your neck.
Yeah,
by the way,
I would
just
be
letting
taking,
you know.
I would be taking the time to try and wrench it free.
Henry,
yeah.
You fly high into the sky and it's heading, it looks like it's heading towards some clouds. It's a bit of a cloudy day today. And eventually it starts to notice you're behind it and it turns around like mid-flight and is going to attack you. What do you do?
Well, I still have the gun.
You still have your sword.
You do indeed.
And the sword. So I am just to avoid close combat, because this thing is obviously much stronger than I am. He's going to try to take some shots, and I realize this is horrible, and we're probably going to have a massive cover-up for this, but We need some answers.
Roll kick some ass.
At least you're in the clouds.
To try to shoot a sniper rifle in the sky.
In the sky. Yep.
All right, so that's a 9. Yeah, so Henry, this thing turns around as you are going to shoot it, and you get off one shot, and it hits it in the shoulder, and you see sparks fly off the shoulder until it grabs you mid-flight and pins your wings against your body.
But wait a minute, this is a sniper rifle. I don't have to be close enough for it to grab me if I'm shooting at it with a sniper rifle.
It turned around and ran at you, and you had to line up the shot.
Okay.
And there's always going to be a consequence for...
Yeah. Pins your wings against your body, and it starts kind of, like, squeezing you.
Okay. Then I am going to... my wings are pinned, but my arms are not pinned, right? Or is it like...
I mean, I think they would also be pinned,
Got you in, like, a hug over the arms. We'll put it that way. Yeah, your arms are pinned, too.
Okay.
In a way you can't, like, shoot at it with.
Well, yes, but my arms are pinned, so I can't shoot, and I can't move my arms in enough force to actually attack it.
Correct.
Okay, then, okay. He's a teenager. He's out of options. He is going to pull his head back, and he's going to try to just, like, headbutt this thing and see if it does anything at all.
You're going to headbutt the metal, a robot?
I mean...
Technically, part of it is...
Fleshy.
I mean,
Okay, Henry.
Roll kick some ass.
I mean, if he were not a 16-year-old kid, I would say he did something else. But...
He got a lot of options, to be fair.
No.
Oh, yes!
Oh. You rolled a 5.
Oh, no. No. Ooh.
Henry, you rear back. Henry, you rear back to try to headbutt this thing. And you have to get your head pretty far back because you want to hit it hard. It knows what you're going to do.
Oh,
and it just turns its head. And you smack this thing in the head with yours on the metal half of its head.
Oh, my.
And you are instantly out.
I'm falling, everybody.
And Bjorn and Sammy, from the roof below, you see this thing release Henry, and he starts falling out of the sky, completely unconscious.
Bjorn?
There's only one option. So
Bjorn?
There's only one option at this point. So okay. I said that I was trying to remove the hand. Do I have any problems with that, or was I able to just take the hand off my throat and, like, open it up?
You have not been able to get it off. I will let you remove it. I will let you rip it off if you take a point of armor-defeating damage.
Yeah, in the situation, he would have to. So I will do that.
Okay.
And then he is going to have to fly and try and catch Henry.
Okay.
I mean,
are you
unstable?
Nothing
else. No. That's only my third point of damage.
Okay. Bjorn, you fly up into the sky, and you are going to try to catch Henry. Go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure for me.
Okay.
I would say either Act Under Pressure or Protect Someone. I'll let you make the argument.
I mean, I have the same modifier for both,
okay.
So it kind of doesn't
I don't
matter.
Think anything is actively attacking him, so I'll say active.
Yeah, I would eventually be protecting him from the damage of the ground.
Yeah,
but
technically.
I don't think I would take the damage of the ground if I missed him, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll do Act Under Pressure. That's a 10.
Okay. Bjorn, you are able to quickly get flying high enough to catch Henry's fairly heavy, lanky teen body, and you are able to kind of slow him down enough to, by the time you kind of hit the roof below, you are slowed down enough for neither one of you to take any damage.
Cool.
Question.
Yes.
So are we back on the same roof, or is this a different roof in the area?
Same roof.
Okay.
Can I see Elise from here?
Sammy, as you watch this happen, you see the android cyborg turn around and fly into the clouds out of sight.
Okay, but what I was gonna do was... before that happened, was to have Bjorn fly me up so I could try to use magic to trap a specific person, minion, or monster and hold it in place, like, with the force magic. I can't try to do that from here while this is happening?
No, I'm using the keeper move that the monster gets away.
Yeah, we didn't do well enough, I don't think.
So, thanks, Henry!
It gets away. He tried!
I have an idea. To help you.
Alright, yeah, so you guys arrive back on top of the roof and are able to not hurt you, although Henry has knocked himself out.
Once again, I'm unconscious. Wow, I need to keep a tally.
To the surprise of no one.
You take a point of armor defeating damage. I don't remember if I said that, Henry, from knocking yourself out.
So Bjorn's looking at him and he's like assessing him and like he appears to be okay, right?
He has a big, like a goose egg on his head.
Yeah.
That has a little like cut spot.
Mm-hmm.
So something clearly hit him on the forehead.
Yeah. But he's breathing.
He's breathing.
He seems stable. Okay.
He's probably got a concussion.
I think Bjorn just kind of like looks over at Sammy kind of really quickly. He's just like, okay, so apparently we're fighting Elise.
Apparently.
Strange question, but do you want to try and see if you can track her? Is she considered an object or not an object? If she's a robot. That's worth knowing,
I
guess.
Maybe the robot parts of her are inanimate. I can try.
Maybe you could focus on like the arm or something. I don't know, but. And Bjorn's just like starting to like tend to and look at Henry while he just kind of poses this question. He's just like, I mean, she's away at this point, but we need to stop that thing from doing anything else. Do we even know why it was here yet?
No. Let's just head down to my room and see. It must have taken something.
So could I roll first aid on Henry first just to treat some of his like more mundane wounds? And I'm assuming maybe Sammy will do something too.
When you get downstairs, you can.
Okay, so I'll carry Henry down the fire escape then.
Okay, so you guys going back down to Sammy's apartment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, you walk in through the fire escape. What do you do?
Start searching my room. Also, I think she's going to call out, like, Oliver, Elise, you guys good?
After a couple of seconds, you hear a voice say, Sammy, is that you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good.
And you hear the door, you're thinking to your bathroom, open up. And in a second, you see Oliver and Elise come out of it. And Elise is like holding onto Sparks.
Oh, good.
And you see she's like holding onto Sparks and she's got his like mouth like clamped with her hand. She like unclamps it as she does. Like, oh, I can let him go. And she starts like petting Sparks. And Sparks starts wagging his tail because he sees Sammy and like runs up to you.
What happened?
Oliver kind of like leans against the wall, kind of tired looking, and he says, We saw something breaking in into the... Someone was breaking in. We could tell it was trying to break open the door, and so we hid. We didn't see anything.
Oh, I just thought of something. For my healing roll, even though it was like for the wrist, what if the gnarly scar is from like the magma that sprayed over her face from Robot Elise? What if she is like burn
well, that
marks
was
on
the
her
next,
face now?
That was the next hit.
Yeah.
I was thinking it kind of like has, it's like the side of your cheek is like burned looking.
I mean, do you get a gnarly scar no matter what on that move or only if you...
Yeah.
It's for mixed success, you get a gnarly scar.
Okay.
I think at this point, Oliver probably sees your face and like comes over to you looking concerned. And he says...
And probably notices Henry is knocked the heck out.
Yeah, but he's more focused on you.
Yeah, of course.
And says...
Doesn't care about me.
What happened? And he's kind of like gingerly trying to like move your hair out of the way and see what your face looks like.
I mean, we know magic can heal that kind of stuff, so, you know.
I'm fine. We need to look around my room and see whatever it took.
Whatever it took is very obvious. Your safe is open and half of what's inside is missing.
Wait, so it was carrying gold on it the whole time?
Yep.
I... effing knew it! Dirty, nasty robot took my gold!
But it was dirty, nasty robot Elise, apparently.
Just half of it.
Well, I guess... I think as Sammy...
Sammy just starts looking incredibly angry, like her fists are clenched. And she starts shaking.
I think Oliver, like, sees it and goes, oh. And he kind of, like, comes up behind Sammy and just, like, gingerly kind of starts, like patting her on the... Okay.
I think Bjorn just says from the other room, he's like, well, at least you could track that down with your spell.
Yep. You're not wrong.
At least I can track the stupid... She's like, starts muttering under her breath. She takes like a breath, tries to calm herself down a little bit.
Yeah.
Says, well, it got what it came for.
But why? Oliver asks. And that's where we're gonna leave it.
Oh.
Oh no.